Hi, this is Harriet Watkins, reporter for the EduGeek Journal, and I'm here with three other attendees at the TXDLA conference in Galveston, Texas. And I have asked these wonderful people from the University of Texas at Arlington to give me some of their thoughts or views about the conference and what they thought was a great takeaway from the conference, what they really liked about it. So first up, we have Erica. And Erica's going to tell you a little bit about what she thought about the conference. Then we're going to move on to Scott. And then we're going to end up with the founder of the EduGeek Journal, Matt Crossland. Okay, here's Erica.
Thanks, Harriet. The best part of the conference, I think, was the tracks that I actually took. I focused mainly on faculty and training faculty on distance education tools. I attended three or four different sessions, and each session gave me a little tidbit that I could take away, which could enhance my own program and the program at the Center for Distance Education. The location, I think, was also a terrific point of the whole conference, especially being down in Galveston, plenty to do, plenty to see, some good restaurants there as well. And I think overall it was a very well managed and run conference, and I'm looking forward to the next one next year in Corpus Christi. Okay, Scott, let's pass it on to you.
Thanks, Erica. My favorite part had to have been the food. I tell you what, everything was very well laid out. The pasta lunch was great. The party at the visitor center with the food was wonderful. Thank you again for a great conference. Here's Matt.
Well, thank you, Scott. I, too, also enjoyed the food, but I also had a great time from the get-go. The opening session really reinforced a lot of what I've been thinking about recently about the need to get education outside of our classrooms and our schools and getting the students participating into the global conversation in their disciplines. I also greatly enjoyed the presentation by Michael and Janice of UT Brownsville. Of course, I went to the and got my master's degree through their program, so I knew to expect a really good presentation. That made me think a lot, and they, of course, delivered that. It was very informative and also forward-thinking, looking towards the future and looking at new ways to think about instructional design. I think that's what we constantly need to be doing in our field is keeping that one hand on, you know, what's good, what worked, what's the proper thing to do, but also keeping that other hand on what's coming down the pipe, what's coming down the road, what do we need to be keeping our eyes on that's emerging. So that was an excellent session, as well as everything else that I went to at the conference. Was very well done and very well laid out. And now I'm going to hand to Harriet to hear her thoughts.
Thanks, Matt. That was wonderful. I agree with everything he just said. It was a really great conference, and I got the most out of the sessions that focused on new technologies and emerging trends. This is my second time at the TXDLA conference. I always find it engaging, and I always meet someone new that I never met before. And it's really urged me to get more involved with the organization overall and contribute to it. That's the end of this session of EduGeek Journal on the Road with Harriet Watkins and others. And we'll be back with another podcast. Signing off. Bye-bye.